next on the 5 o'clock report.
We have at this virus.
The end is near. The light is coming.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good Friday afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. The New York State Senate has just voted to rescind some of the governor's pandemic powers, and the assembly expected to follow suit tonight. This follows a state health department report today confirming that top Cuomo aides forced it to fudge numbers on COVID deaths at nursing homes. Queens Democrat Ron Kim.
It was a coordinated criminal conspiracy to suppress data that we, the lawmakers, desperately needed to legislate and offer better policies to help save people's lives.
The nursing home death alterations happened last summer at the height of the pandemic. Janine Pirro of Fox News.
This is a guy who covered it up. He got people around him to cover it up, and he cannot be allowed to get away with it.
Sean Adams with WCBS in New York.
In the early days of the pandemic, Governor Cuomo emerged as a national leader in the fight against COVID. It appears his top aides didn't want that image to be tarnished. Six officials spoke with the New York Times describing how Cuomo aides rewrote a Department of Health report in order to hide the actual death toll in nursing homes.
Now, the action taken today by the state Senate means some of the decision-making on masks and lockdowns could revert back to local leaders. But Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort says the legislation will do nothing to rein in the governor.
Now we've gone from one-man rule, and now it's one-man rule, but he has to tell two other people what he's doing.
Ort referring to Senate Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and the Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins. The pandemic powers bill passed today with no Republican votes. One of the governor's former aides spoke last night to CBS News about the other scandal that has embroiled Andrew Cuomo.
I think he felt like he was untouchable in a lot of ways.
That's 25-year-old Charlotte Bennett, one of three women accusing the governor of sexual harassment. The governor did apologize this week, but says he did nothing criminal. Once again, Janine Pirro.
This guy is an out-of-control sexual serial predator. He's got to be taken out of Albany, and the sooner that happens, the better.
The state attorney general is investigating. The governor has asked New Yorkers to reserve judgment until the probe is complete. Debate continues this afternoon in the U.S. Senate on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID stimulus package. It's the most expensive spending plan ever undertaken by Congress. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We need to get this done. It would be so much better if we could in a bipartisan way, but we need to get it done.
Republicans say the massive bill spends more on everything but COVID and will lead to higher taxes.
In running this $1.9 trillion bill down the throats of all Americans could mean higher taxes for all Americans.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. The latest jobs report went public today and the results look good, according to economist Steve Moore.
The economy is like a rocket ship right now. It is really ready to take off. We're just starting to see the very early signs of this recovery that's just going to get stronger as more and more Americans get vaccinated.
Employers added 379,000 new jobs to payrolls. The overall unemployment rate ticked down to 6.2%. For blacks and Hispanics, though, it's still hovering around 10%. President Biden sending a team of advisors to where the USA meets Mexico. It's to confront the growing humanitarian crisis there caused by a surge in illegal immigration. More than 4,500 migrants a day are crossing the border. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito.
If this isn't a crisis, I don't know what is. I mean, Department of Homeland Security is projecting 117,000 unaccompanied minors coming across our border.
Peter Ducey of Fox News says tent cities are taking shape in South Texas.
Some detention facilities are now going to be turned into Ellis Island-style processing centers to quickly place families caught at the border elsewhere in the state.
The Biden administration may send some migrant kids to a military base in Virginia. Another White House coronavirus task force briefing today. COVID czar Andy Slavitt says the government is ramping up its response to the pandemic.
The nation is coming together on this pandemic response, and we are throwing everything we have at this virus.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky warned about premature returns to normalcy.
I know the idea of relaxing mask wearing and getting back to everyday activities is appealing, but we're not there yet. And we have seen this movie before. When prevention measures like mask mandates are rolled back, cases go up.
The Biden administration this week took issue with Texas and Mississippi lifting their mask mandates. There's a chance the trial of former Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin will not start as scheduled on Monday. He is the cop accused of killing George Floyd last year. An appeals court ruled today the judge must consider adding a third-degree murder charge. Chauvin kneeled on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes. The trial could last 2 months. History made in the Middle East. For the first time ever, a pope is in Iraq.
Pope Francis arrived in Baghdad with a message of peace and a mission to revive Iraq's ancient and dwindling Christian community.
NBC's Richard Engel says the Pope has 6 stops over the next 4 days. There's a free webinar that's happening tonight on the state of the persecuted church. It's sponsored by Voice of the Martyrs. This online event features 3 Christians who were imprisoned for their faith in Sudan, Iran, and Turkey. Voice of the Martyrs President Todd Nettleton will moderate. Christian music star Natalie Grant will perform. That webinar, entitled Imprisoned for Christ, starts tonight at 7:30 at VOM.org. History made in the NFL. The league has hired its first black female official.
Maya Chaka has been in the NFL development pipeline since 2014. She's officiated college football and professionally the short-lived XFL while teaching at-risk girls in Virginia Beach. Chaka spoke to ESPN about setting an example.
It gives those girls the opportunity to see, okay, I see my teacher can work with some people that don't look like her, and maybe that gives me an opportunity to work with some people that don't look like me also.
That report from Peter King in Orlando. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, Wolf says the end is near. Is the end near for Governor Cuomo? And we'll have more on the cold this weekend.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. For tonight, turning cloudy, and some lake stone flurries will arrive and continue into tomorrow. For most of us, it's a dusting, but for some, a couple 3-4 inches could fall, especially the high ground south and southwest of Syracuse. Low temperatures tonight, teens in air 20, the high tomorrow, 20s and low 30s. Sunday, still a chill, morning lake flurries, otherwise partly to mostly sunny. High temperatures, mid-20s to the middle 30s across the region.
All right, Kevin, doing a great job as always at the Weather Center. We're checking the headlines next. From New York and Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf today marked the 1-year anniversary of the first COVID case in the Commonwealth.
At this point, though, we have something we didn't have a year ago, and that is hope. There is I hate to keep using this term, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
He spoke today at a vaccine site outside Harrisburg.
I want to get back to whatever the new normal is. I mean, we don't know exactly what that is, but I want to get back to that as quickly as anybody does. The end is near. The light is coming.
The pandemic has claimed 24,000 lives in Pennsylvania. Nearly 2 million residents have been vaccinated against the virus. For the first time in his political career, Governor Cuomo is underwater with the voters in New York.
Yeah, a new Emerson College News Nation poll shows most voters are losing confidence in Cuomo after 3 women have come forward with harassment claims. Several lawmakers have accused the administration of bullying and the nursing home scandal. 54% now believe Cuomo is guilty of the allegations he faces. That's up 16 points in just a couple of days. Most New Yorkers now say they disapprove of his job performance, and an increasing number say he should resign. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Pennsylvania school choice activists say Governor Wolf's plans to rein in charter schools is a bad idea, especially during a pandemic.
I would think many agree that if COVID has taught us one thing in regards to education, it's that parents need more educational options. So it's pretty tone deaf when you want to further limit those options right now.
Dan Barkowiak with the Pennsylvania Family Institute.
This past year, thousands of families have flocked to cyber charter schools. You have thousands of families on waiting lists in Philadelphia, Lehigh Valley, for getting into charter schools. Yet you have public school teacher unions that are partnering with Democratic Socialists of America and protesting in-person learning.
Governor Wolf says charter school reforms will save taxpayers $250 million a year. New York Congressman Tom Reed was one of just 3 Republicans to vote last week for the so-called Equality Act. It passed the House. The measure rewrites civil rights law to expand protections for the LGBT community. Reed may run for governor next year, and one Albany insider says that vote won't help him.
Here's where it's going to be problematic. Remember that there will likely be a Republican primary for governor. And the primary voters of New York State generally are faith-based people that are aware of what is going on with the Equality Act, and they are troubled by Representative Reed's vote on that matter.
Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, New York Congressman John Katko and Pennsylvania Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick were the other two Republican votes in support of the Equality Act. In Pennsylvania, if you're still unsure when you're eligible to get the COVID vaccine, you can now find all that information through a quick online search. It's called VaccinatePA.org. Provides information on vaccine locations and availability. VaccinatePA.org. Your nightly market report. Next, it is brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Wall Street stocks ending the work week on a high note after a better-than-expected jobs report. The Dow higher by 572. The NASDAQ rose 196. The S&P added 73. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Find out more at ambassadoradvisors.com.
With a biblical look at your money, here's Rob West.
Honesty is not only the best policy, it's the biblical policy. God is completely and utterly holy and cannot abide dishonesty of any kind. As image bearers of God, we must always be scrupulously honest. The world is watching us. Yet the temptation to be dishonest with money is strong. Money means nothing to God. He already owns everything. But honesty is very important to God because He is honest, always keeping His promises. In Luke 16, Christ says, "One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much." Be honest and see how the Lord blesses you.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org. Write it down, moneywise.org.
Tournament play underway in college basketball. Sonny has your drive home sports.
Yes, sir. Let's start in the Atlantic 10 quarterfinals, where St. Bonaventure moving on after they beat Duquesne today, 75-59. The Bonnies play St. Louis tomorrow in the semifinals. Buffalo has won 7 of 8. They battle Kent State tonight. The Syracuse women behind Camilla Cardoso's 16 points beat Florida State 68-67. The NBA has the night off as they travel to Atlanta for Sunday's All-Star game. Team LeBron against Team Durant. Now, LeBron chose Giannis Antetokounmpo, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, and Nikolai Jokic, which Giannis said...
That's a starting five?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over, guys. Me, LeBron, Luka, Jokic, and Steph... Man, that's a good starting five.
It is, but Kevin Durant's starting five pretty good too, with Kyrie Irving, Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard, Bradley Beal, and Jason Tatum, who replaced the injured Durant. The All-Star game this Sunday in Atlanta.
That's a lot of offense right there.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A cold weekend is upon us, a weekend that starts with some lake flakes and ends with sun. Next week, though, a big change. As we've been talking about, a shift in the jet stream will at least temporarily deliver much warmer air then. But in the meantime, for tonight, well, turning cloudy. And some lake stone flurries will arrive and continue into tomorrow. For most of us, it's a dusting. But for some, a couple 3-4 inches could fall, especially the high ground south and southwest of Syracuse. Low temperatures tonight, teens and near 20. The high tomorrow, 20s and low 30s. Sunday, still a chill. Morning lake flurries, otherwise partly to mostly sunny. High temperatures, mid-20s to the middle 30s across the region.
All right, spring will get here one day. Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, making the most of the March Madness.
Fans of the annual NCAA tournament are being given a new way to cheer on their favorite basketball teams. Since capacity is restricted to 25%, the NCAA has decided to fill empty seats with cardboard cutouts. They'll be at this year's Final Four and Championship game. For $100, anyone can upload their picture on one, and for another $35, you can get it sent to your home. It's similar to what the Super Bowl did last month. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
At least they're playing. You know, that's the one thing I missed the most last year was not having that tournament, one of my favorite sporting events of the year. So, hey, we'll get the fans back someday as well, but at least they're playing basketball.
$135,
that's
though.
That's expensive.
I'll send you a cutout of yourself for $10. I mean,
I'll pay it. Right. I'll take it.
The 5 o'clock report was sponsored in part by Phil Jones Seedway, farm partner of Arkport, New York.